The annual Philadelphia Flower Show opens this weekend at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. The nine-day exhibition will feature competitive flower arrangers and landscape designers from around the world. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports. The theme this year is flower power.
There are at least three exhibitors at the Flower Show who created landscapes inspired by Woodstock on the 50th anniversary of that landmark music festival. One of them is Tom McCullough from Ohio. He created a garden that puts you, the visitor, on stage at the infamous Yazgers Farm, looking out over a vast spread of flower children, in this case, perennials. McCullough is using mirrors to make it look bigger.
The mirrors are kind of a play with your mind, right? So it's kind of a trippy effect. You know, the rock and roll star power of the show is the flower, and that's what we really want to show off.
The show does not just focus on flowers that have hippie power. Some have actual power. There are at least two apothecary gardens of medicinal plants. You can visit a junkyard demonstrating phytoremediation. That's the ability for plants to clean environmental toxins. And there's a therapy garden for patients with dementia. On Thursday, Tom Morris was putting the final touches on a promise garden. He made it in memory of his late father-in-law who had Alzheimer's disease.
It's a sensory garden as well. There's a lot of smells. Lilac, hyacinths. There is touch elements, lamb's ear, very soft, that can be touched. There's a sound element. There's running water that's very peaceful. And even right now, while there's still construction going on, you can hear that water running.
The main attraction this weekend will be the FTD Interflora World Cup. That's an Iron Chef-style competition of flower arranging. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.